That's exciting to go to the place where the soul never dies. I think I'm okay with this old body eventually giving it up, but going to a place where the soul will live forever. Oh, wow, that's an amazing feeling, knowing that if we just live the way that God has called us to live, that we'll go to live with him in peace forever. Forever, a long time. Outcast said, forever, ever? Ever never seemed too long until you grown. But that's a long time. But I'm excited to be with Jesus. Amen. Forever. Y'all all right? Amen. Y'all had some good food, right? Amen. We got to thank the men, but especially we got to thank Brother Mortiz. Amen. Y'all didn't know we was going to do it like that, did you? We had the big joker. Y'all don't play spades? Yeah. You better say yeah. I know y'all play spades. I didn't ask you to play for money. I just asked you to play. But you know, when you play spades, you got a card. Everybody, when you look it through your hand, there's one card that's called the big joker. And when you play the big joker, that means you win all the books. And no matter what everybody's play, if you play the big joker, you're going to win. Well, see, when the men was planning to cook the food, we was meeting last week and we was just trying to decide who was going to cook what. And then one of the brothers said, well, Brother Mortiz sure know how to cook. We said, oh, we got the big joker. We play that one, we going to win. Yeah, we didn't want y'all talking about our food. So we played the big joker, our very first play. Bam. Game over. Yeah, we played our joker. All right, let's get to the text. James, the second chapter, it deals with the idea comparing both faith and works. And throughout the book of, throughout this chapter, a number of times, James says that faith without works is dead. And that in order for us to be able to move forward, we need not only faith, but we also need action. And verse 24 was what was read to you. And it says in James 2nd chapter, verse 24, it says, you see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. And then if we go up a little bit further, it says on verse 17, it says, that faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. So from this chapter, and specifically these verses, I want to offer you up the title, Take the Shot. Take the Shot. Right. Now, I used to coach basketball, and I love coaching basketball because I love to see, you know, people develop, young men develop. Mm-hmm. And I love to coach basketball because I like to win. So in many cases, I got a chance to watch young men play. And as a coach, I was an encourager. I was able to tell them, you know, how to run the play, how to do, you know, what we need to do, how to box out, how to play defense. But every now and then, I would have to tell a kid, take the shot. Right. Take the shot. If it's a good shot, take it. Well, yesterday, they were playing basketball at my school, and one of my former players was there playing, and I stopped by to pick up some stuff because I had to be at Hadley Park for the Love Festival. Harold Love Festival, and when I was watching one of my former players, he kept dribbling the ball down the court. He's dribbling, and he have a wide open shot, and he passed it. I was watching. He came down again, was on a fast break, should have took the layup, kicked it out. Got to shoot the ball from 3-point line, missed. And I'm just watching. I'm watching, and I'm trying to be quiet, but the coach in me came out. And I said, Jay, take the shot. And he said, Coach, I'm trying to warm up. I said, well, warm up missing shots then. Just take the shot. Right. Then he came down the next time and he came and he had a little bit of defense on him and a man was in front of him and he was trying to play defense, but he still could have took the shot. So he came down again. I said, Jay, take the shot. He said, okay. So next time he came down, he took the shot and he hit it. Then the play after that, he got a steal and a layup. And I say, you know the reason why you got that layup? Because you took the shot. The shot got you going. Once you hit the shot, you was into the game. And so I told him, I said, man, don't be worried about them people out there. Just take the shot. See, sometimes we're the same way as Christians. We have faith, but we don't have any works. We won't just take the shot. And we'll make excuses to God. We'll say, God, I wasn't open. Or God, it was too many people. You know, he had a better shot. And what God is telling us and what James is saying is, no, just take the shot. And you say, well, Lord, you know, all these people, the devil is around me, and he's attacking me. I'm in a full court press. He's always around me. I feel like I just can't take the shot. Well, let me tell you, if the devil's playing defense on you, that means he's worried about you taking the shot. Yeah, he actually is hoping that you just dribble around in circles. He hopes that you just walk around talking about faith. He's hoping that you never go out in the community and do anything. He's just hoping that you just keep on going in circles and passing the ball and not taking a shot. You say, well, Brother Mason, no. The devil is really on me. Well, what I'm telling you then, if he's really on you, he real scared. He not only afraid that you would take a shot, he know you can score. So what I want to tell you is, don't walk around every day, all day, dribbling the ball, talking about faith. Because faith without works is dead. You got to decide in your heart that you're going to take the shot. Don't you worry about the opposition. Just take the shot. And know that the opposition is a clear sign that you're doing some things right. And also know it's not only a clear sign the devil's afraid and you're doing some things right. It's also a clear sign that God has given you the ball. See, and if God gives you the ball, that means he trusts that you're going to do the right thing with the ball. Now, it was a whole bunch of people out there on that court yesterday. But I only told Jay to take the shot. Some of my other jokers, I knew was going to miss it. I said, no. Jay, you take the shot. He wasn't the only player out there that I had coached, but I knew he was capable of taking the shot and making the shot. So don't think about your trials and your tribulations as things that are just bad going on with you. You know, sometimes the devil attacks us because he is scared. He's so scared he don't know what to do. And we make it easy on him because we keep passing the ball. This week, y'all, you got the ball. You got the faith. You know what to do with the ball. All God is asking you to do is take the shot. Take the shot. Don't worry about the defense. Take the shot. It's two people on me. Take the shot. Well, I might miss. Take the shot. Because if you just got the ball and you're dribbling around, and you don't do anything with it, it's just like having faith with no works. It's dead. Well, you say, I might miss. Well, I guarantee you, you will miss every shot that you don't take. You will never make a shot if you don't take it. Take the shot. God is depending on you. You're not bench players. You are God's starting five. He's got a team full of Michael Jordans, and that's all of you. So don't let the devil win. Don't let him off the hook this week. Take the shot. If you're here and you know you haven't been taking a shot and you need some help with taking your shot, just come on, we'll pray and help you. We'll make sure that you got the ball. We'll pray for you. We'll encourage you. We'll do everything we can to just ensure that you take the shot, because you're dangerous to the devil when you're being aggressive. The Bible says, and the great gates of hell will not prevail against us. Sometimes we don't read that right. See, because we think that prevail means that we're supposed to stay there and stand guard, and we won't let them overtake us. But prevail is an active term. That means that we're going after them, and they're not going to be able to stop us. We got to take the shot. Stand to your feet. That's all I got. The chicken was too good. That's all I got. If you're here today and you've been having the ball in your hands too long and you haven't taken a shot, this is the time to do it. Some of y'all saying, well, you know what? I would love to take the shot. I'm just not on the right team. Well, here you go. Jesus died. He died on the cross. He was there for 3 days. I mean, died, rose up on 3 days. He went on the cross 3 days. He got up in 3 days, and he got up with all power in his hands. And the reason why we're so confident about taking the shot is not because of us. We realize that Jesus is just using us. And Jesus has never missed. So he won't start missing now. All you got to do is bring your life to him, give him your best, hear the word, believe that he's the Son of God, repent of your sins, confess that he's the Son of God, and then be put down in baptism, and you'll rise to walk a new life. If you're a Christian right now and you're saying, I need to take the shot, well, go, let us help you. All we want to do is encourage you. Just come down. You can start right now. We'll pray with you. We'll pray for you, and we'll give you the boost that you need to take the shot. You can do that right now as we sing the song.